Hi, I'm Richard Ramft. I'm Head of Sound and Vision here at the British Library. The clip I've chosen is a 1983 BBC Radio 4 broadcast. It's called Music from a Small Planet. And in this clip, Carl Sagan, the astronomer, is explaining why NASA sent a golden disc bolted to the outside of the Voyager spacecraft into outer space. Carl Sagan was a gifted presenter and a brilliant scientist, and it really draws you in. He says in the programme, imagine you are an alien in Z billion years' time, long after planet Earth has become extinct, and you come across this record collection. What would you think human beings were like? And then he plays Chuck Berry and Aboriginal music and all kinds of things, and Bach. I heard this radio broadcast just when I started at the Sound Archive in 1983, and I was absolutely bewitched by the amazing sounds on this sound recording. It opened up my ears to a whole world of music. It's also intriguing to think this is probably the world's most distant sound archive. It's about 12 billion miles away from planet Earth, and it's getting further and further away at an incredible rate of knots.
Any beings who intercept this record have found the Voyager spacecraft in the depths of interstellar space with its transmitters long since decayed. These will have to be very advanced beings indeed. But how much will they know about us, about what we're really like, about what we feel, how we are? To communicate that, we thought it was important to send music. Music is a way of expression of human feelings, desires, passions, hopes, and even if there is very little chance that they will fully understand what the music means, we thought a fair representation of what humans are about requires us to send music. Try to imagine yourself as an extraterrestrial with absolutely no prior contact with the Earth or its inhabitants. What would you make of this music?
Thank you.